to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Chickens.
The show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to.
Shyamba.
Oh, Jesus, you pegged me on that one.
We're live.
Yeah, we're live.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, hey, everybody, it's Joe from Chicago.
And this is Anthony from Tampa.
Hi, Betty here. Thanks, Dave, from WEFT and the Illinois World Labor Hour. Does this mean we are colleagues? Anyway, as I said, I am your lovable artificial personality, Betty. Now listen up, my butthole is buzzing with excitement for tonight's broadcast of Terrestrial Ice, Baby, episode 42, for Monday, May 9th, 2016. And now for the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampanites?
Oh yes, it's weather time, our favorite subject. If I can find my mouse pointer.
Mouse pointer.
Gotta find the mouse pointer. And I gotta find my weather tab. Excuse me.
Tabs and pointers.
All right, so this is your current forecast for Tampa International Airport, KTPA. There are few clouds at 80 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm not giving you the Celsius. You should all be home by now. Humidity is 52%. Wind speed west out of the west at 9 miles an hour. Our barometer is 30.06 with a dew point of 61 degrees and a 10-mile visibility. Our heat index is 81 degrees Fahrenheit. For tonight, it will be mostly clear with low around 69. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 71. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 87. And Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 71. And that concludes your Tampa weather.
Wow, that sounds like some nice weather.
It's beautiful.
Well, hey, folks, it's Joe. And thanks, Anthony, for that weather. But here is your current Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Currently, we are experiencing drizzles and lots of fogs. And as I look out my studio window, I can see little dewdrops on all the wires.
Ooh.
But currently it's 56 degrees, and today we're expecting a 20% chance of showers. But that's going to change, because tonight, 100% chance of showers. The whole lake is just going to rise up and dump.
Wow, it sounds like you guys are getting a lot of rain.
Lots of rain, and guess what? Tuesday, 80% chance of showers. Temperatures are going to be like in the mid-50s, low-60s. Tuesday night, low 52 chance of showers. Now, Wednesday is the breaking moment. It's going to finally be sunny. We need sun. You know what? I just know we need sun. I feel it. Even the secluded person needs sun. So Wednesday, partly sunny, high 65. Wednesday night, showers likely, then thunderstorms later. 56 is going to be the high.
Wow.
Thursday, high 69. Again, more showers. And I keep forgetting which one is the mouse, and that's okay. Thursday night, slight
chance of
showers.
Multiple mouses is there?
Yeah.
Are you just databased?
Both. But anyways, concluding this weather report, Friday, mostly sunny, high 63, so it's going to finally be nice. Thank God.
Wow, nice weather is important.
Yeah, right?
We think that's important.
It's good for everything. And that's your Chicago weather.
Wow.
Yeah. So, man, what a week. We've got some really exciting news, though. Hey, tell us about what happened, Anthony.
Yeah, I actually did an interview with Sweet. World Labor Hour. We have them on Saturdays and Sundays at noon. I think we run them a little early, so I think we run them at 6 in the morning as well. So they get a 6 a.m. slot, and they get a noon slot.
And that's when I catch them. So I catch them around when I'm waking 6. Up.
All right. So and then they run on Saturday and Sunday, and they had requested, well, we had chatted, and they had asked us if we would be a guest and do an interview on their station about what we do and who we are and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I did that on Saturday. I was...
Awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So I did it on Saturday, and I was nervous that I wouldn't have enough to talk about.
Right.
I'm sitting here. I actually said, well, you know, I'll just do it from the studio. It's just easier that way. I have the phone interface. I'll just call in from the studio instead of just doing it on my cell phone, because my cell phone sounds like crap. So I'm sitting here, and I'm like looking at I'm watching the clock, and I'm like, shit. I'm not going to have enough to talk about. There's really nothing. I'm like, because I knew I had a 15-minute slot, and I'm like, there's no way, absolutely no way, that I'm going to be able to fill that 15-minute slot. Yet I do an hour and a half every fucking week, but for some reason, I was just terrified that I would run out of things to talk about. And in all honesty, it went very well. In the end, I felt like I could have probably talked more.
Right.
You know,
What did they ask you? What kind of pressing questions?
Well, they were kind of curious. First off, about who we are. You know, what we do. When did we get started? How did we get started? And I told them the story about how after I had left the city, how we would have phone conversations for hours in our altered universes. And decided for some reason, and I still don't know why we came to this determination, but we said, we're going to make a podcast out of this. And I told them that we did the podcast thing, and then the station came around after that, a little bit later, and that we promoted. At first, we did a lot of local artists and stuff like that. And then, of course, life happened, and the Great Recession was still in full swing. So
it was picking up steam right at that point.
Yeah, because we went off air, I think, in 2008. Late 2008 is when we went off air, and we were off air for a couple of years, and that we had come back. And I didn't realize that we're actually going on a year right now. I don't remember. I'd have to look when number one Chiampa number one aired.
Yeah, because it definitely feels like a year. I think we started around Memorial Day, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right. I think you're absolutely right about that.
And I remember it being like a really long broadcast.
I think it was like 2.5 hours, yes. Something like that. Oh my God, it was absolutely ridiculous.
But you know, it's a lot of fun, and I gotta tell you something. It has been quite a learning experience to do this audio work.
I have a blast.
Kind of like sit down and be focused and actually like try to come up with something creative first off, and then once that concept is there, to take that and to put it into an executable show idea.
That pen that you're waving around in your hand actually looks like a toothbrush. When you're waving around, I'm like, are you brushing your teeth? Is that what you're doing on the air? Are you brushing your teeth? And, you know, so, yeah, exactly. I was like, you were waving, because it's got that white, it's a purple pen, a clicky pen with a white top on it. So when he was waving it around, it looked like a toothbrush. And I'm like,
yeah, you know what, folks? If you want to see what we're doing, because we not only do we do this audio thing, but we also have a video set up here.
Yeah.
So you could actually Skype into us. How do they do that? Is it
Chiampa.info? Chiampa.radio.
Chiampa.radio. Skype us.
Yep. Skype us at Chiampa.radio. We don't know if we'll break things. We've never done a three-way Skype call, and poor Joe over there is stuck in the land of Comcast, where, you know, he can get like 5 billion DPS down and like 56K up, and that's what it feels like some nights. I feel like we're just squeezing your bandwidth as tight as it will go. Like, we need to put some, like, Crisco or something on that coax. And
digital doodaddies go faster or something.
Something. My goodness. But
what would a vascular dilator for the internet be?
Fiber.
Fiber.
Fiber. Well, that's, I guess, dilator. Yeah.
But like a quick fix. You know, you need to pump data fast right now, but it's all you got.
If you can't do it, there's only two ways to transmit a lot of data. You either have to do it one stream of data at a very fast rate, or multiple streams at a slower rate.
Gotcha.
There are compression technologies, but, I mean, again, either which way, we're doing a live feed, so there's really not an option for compression.
But the amazing thing, like, didn't you tell me this, our station, we could actually have, like, 5,000 listeners?
Yes, thank God our server can support up to 5,000 listeners. I think that's phenomenal.
My internet connection could not.
No.
So, folks, this is kind of like what we do. You know, we kind of, we may shift off topic from time to time, but we generally come back full circle.
Yeah, something like that. So, we did the interview. So, I talked about how we got started and, you know, kind of where we were going. And I believe it was Dave. I can't remember. And I had a list of all the people. I can't find it now. I jotted him down when they answered the phone because he went through intros and I totally missed it. I don't know where it went. I think it was Dave. It might have been somebody else. So, but yeah, we were talking, and as soon as I can regain my train of thought here, because I was just about to say something. Oh, yes, that was it. Database accessed. So, he asked about the whole, there you go, Betty. He had asked about the whole situation about the local artists and, you know, saying that we didn't, you know, because, you know, a lot of our programming now isn't just local artists. We pick up community radio programs throughout the country and actually right. The world. And that was kind of the thing, we don't go out. But that, when we were doing that, and I don't know, you got a few, or did you find any, or did, I don't remember if you, how many you grabbed, but I know I grabbed I was able to get like a two dozen in Tampa, where they were letting us play their music. But let me tell you, trying to get them to like go for it, or just let us use their music and get the consent, is such a pain in the ass.
I think I got one or two, and that was about it. Yeah. I don't remember getting any much more than that.
Yeah, I thought it was a few at least. I know there were, we had some Chicago bands on, and it is a shame that we can't, but it's a full-time job, and we already work full-time jobs.
Right.
And our AI doesn't do jobs for us when we're not around. If Betty could go sign up bands, we'd love to. Maybe in the future, maybe as we get closer to episode 100, maybe when we celebrate 100th episode, we'll somehow be making a boatload of money that we don't have to work for jobs.
We'll be somehow selling advertising for products.
Something like that, yes, instead of doing our own mock advertisements.
Like the Complete Cookie will actually contact us and say, you know what?
We want to reach out to the stoner community, right. And we want to pay you to do so.
And you know, I think you, because we were talking offline about this too, and you know, we were talking about the fact that, you know, we obviously we have no problem with recreational cannabis usage.
Responsible.
Right.
We are all about responsible use.
But of recreational
marijuana.
We don't. You know, take a. We don't go out of our way to really talk about it that much.
Yeah, you know, you grab some news stories and stuff. So a lot of times you cover a couple cannabis news stories, which is great. And then, okay, that was a random track that just played.
I don't hear any tracks in the background.
You don't hear any tracks in the background. Nope. How about now?
I hear something now. Ooh, that's a good track. Is that one of the 8-bit tracks from Kevin
Yes, Kevin MacLeod, exactly.
If you don't know who Kevin MacLeod is, you have probably heard his music without even realizing it.
Many times.
He is amazing. He has all of this music at Incompetech.com. We'll post a link again to it in our Facebook. But he's got tons of tracks. And for $48,
You
can download everything he's created up to July 2015.
Yep.
And you can still go to his website and download everything else, too.
Exactly.
But
exactly. So, anywho. So, we told him how they can reach us on Skype. You can call us at 813-327-8566. You can visit us at Shyampa.info. Also, morning rush hours, 6:30 to 10:30 Eastern. Betty is doing her thing. It really, you know, she's got a good thing going on with that. And as for everything, Radio for All, the A-Info's radio project, that is probably our biggest tip of our hat goes to them because they host a lot of the content that we play. And we put our content there on it as well.
Yep.
So that's always a good thing. We like that. So anywho, let me go into this. Hold on.
All right.
And now for the news.
Good evening from the Chicago studios. It's the Joe's Worldwide News Report. Yeah, the skipper sorts these from far and how. So this has been all over every piece of news, and I feel we just had to cover it.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're talking about.
Yep. So, Anthony, how much is too much ice? 1 cube? 5 cubes? 16 cubes? Infinite cubes?
26.537 cubes.
Well, that's a good number, but we'll get to that in a minute. Well, first, people were suing because their coffee was too hot. You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember the whole McDonald's thing.
Yes. Some dumb idiot spilled coffee on them and said, "Oh my God, it's too hot. I'm suing." Now, if you don't know coffee is hot, then you've got some issues.
Coffee
if
hot? Just,
yeah. But now, get this.
Okay.
We're going to sue because it's got too much ice.
Why didn't I think of that?
Right?
What the hell?
And I have to ask, why is it taking this long? Well, we could answer that question in many ways in our society, but why is it taking this long for somebody to sue over this?
No, right? So, I totally agree.
See, this story, you know, what you don't get with this one is the fact that the hot, okay, that's just dumb. But now the ice, you're like, well, it's because maybe there's less product. An Illinois woman has filed suit against Starbucks for $5 million over the amount of ice the coffee giant uses in its drinks.
Wow.
Stacy Pincus filed the class action lawsuit against Starbucks Corp. in Northern Illinois Federal Court Wednesday, according to court documents. Pincus' suit says because of the amount of ice Starbucks uses in their iced beverages, customers often...
I got your ice right here.
Ice, baby. So, customers often end up with half of the amount of drink that is listed on Starbucks menus in fluid ounces. The suit alleges that Starbucks is purposefully tricking customers into paying for more product than what they are provided with.
Well, can you ask for no ice or less ice?
Well, you know, with the iced beverages, I suppose you could, but they would have to find some way to get that drink cold if you really wanted it iced. Doesn't iced mean please put ice into this cup and fill it with a beverage and make sure that it's iced?
I think a lot of them already have the coffee iced. I think they brew it and then refrigerate it.
So, in other words, it's like for us at our restaurant, we don't have cold coffee right now.
Yeah.
We will maybe eventually towards the summer, but right now, no. You know, and so when people ask us for iced coffee, it's like, well, I have to explain. I'm going to give you a cup of ice, but I'm going to give you the hot coffee. And, you know, unfortunately, you're going to have to do this.
This is a choose your own adventure type of thing.
So the suit, like I said, the suit alleges that Starbucks is purposefully tricking customers into paying for more product than what they were provided with. Huh. The word beverage is defined as a drinkable liquid. Ice is not a beverage by definition. Accordingly, Starbucks actually gives the customer much less beverage in the cold drinks they order and pay for, the lawsuit says. Starbucks cold drinks are underfilled to make more money and higher profits, to the detriment of consumers who are misled by Starbucks' intentionally misleading advertising practices. So the suit suggests that Starbucks start using larger cups so that the company can sell the amount of advertised liquid along
with
the
ice. Wait, I left my dolly in the car to get my 352-ounce mocha latte with skim milk and light on the ice and a squirt of Jesus juice.
Well, Pinkus is suing Starbucks for $5 million, and I'm sure she'll get lots of Jesus juice out of that. And the suit said it is on behalf of any customer who has bought a cold drink at Starbucks over the past 10 years. So, I guess it's a law firm here in Chicago that's representing Pinkus. Starbucks spokesman Jamie Riley told NBC News that Pinkus' claims are without merit. Our customers understand and expect that ice is an essential component of any iced beverage, Riley said. If a customer is not satisfied with their beverage preparation, we will gladly remake it, she added. So basically, you know what? You could tell them...
No ice, little ice.
Little ice, yeah.
I see.
But as a default, if you're just a dumb fucking idiot, excuse my language, then you've got every right to go ahead and sue Starbucks now because they put too much ice.
Because well, you know what? Well, I guess the question is, because I have gotten them before where it seemed like the cup was like 90% ice and like 10% coffee drink. But I didn't sue. So, I didn't
sue. Yeah, you didn't sue. You could have.
Yeah, why didn't I think of that? All right.
Wouldn't have been grand.
It would have been.
But.
Yep.
Yeah, you missed out on.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
All right. But, you know, let's move on, because this next one is just... If you can click on the website, you will see what I mean.
Adopting lifelike baby dolls.
Yes. Grown-ups in Thailand are adopting lifelike baby dolls and taking them everywhere. Wow. On the streets of Bangkok, they can be seen in the arms of women, children, and some men. They go everywhere a family member would go. They even have their own menus at restaurants and receive blessings from monks. But these child angels aren't human. They are large, lifelike dolls known in Thai as Luck Thep. The belief is that having a Luck Thep doll and looking after it will bestow upon you good fortune, says Adam Ramsey, a journalist based in Thailand, who has written about the Luck Thep craze. The woman believed to have started the trend is Mama Ning, a collector of dolls who claims to be a psychic medium.
She looks crazy.
Ramsey says that Mama Ning was having trouble with her business selling knickknacks before she started the fad. She says that one day she sensed that one of her dolls was reaching out to her and promising that she would help Mama Ning.
So
she gave the doll a name.
Oh boy.
She began dressing it up and her business boomed.
Wow.
Now people pay anywhere from $50 to $1,500 for a doll.
Wow.
When they buy a Luck Thep from Mama Ning, she interviews them first. She says she can sense when a doll is gelling with somebody. And at that point, the doll is adopted. But not everyone is a fan of the craze. At least one prominent monk has declared Luck Thep anti-Buddhist.
There you go.
According to The Atlantic. While a hotel owner banned the dolls.
Really?
From his resort out of fear guests would find them creepy. Ramsey's not sure why people in Thailand are so attracted to these human-like dolls, but says maybe they provide some comfort during rough economic and political times.
Well, then get a dog.
Perhaps,
Get perhaps, a pet rock.
Perhaps people are looking for a little bit of stability, he says. Something in their life that gives them that sense that things are going to be all right. And you're drinking a red liquid. ice, baby. So, you know,
I should sue. There's no ice in here. It says ice. It says ice on the bottle. I'm drinking. I don't know where it's available commercially, but apparently you get it up in Chicago, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so I drink this sparkling ice that I get, and it has ice in big word.
That
on the
stuff
front.
Makes me go to the bathroom a lot.
Well, does it really?
Yes.
Carbonated water, apple juice concentrate, citric acid, natural flavorings. Cherry juice concentrate. Actually, there's a lot of natural ingredients in this thing. I'm kind of surprised.
Maybe that's why it makes
potassium people... benzate. It's got Splenda.
That's a preserve. Well, that the potassium benzate. That's a preservative.
Green tea extract. It's got green tea extract.
Oh, wow.
Gum arabic.
Yeah.
Decalcium. Phantom. Vitamin B12. Vitamin B3 and something I can't pronounce.
Imagine having to write all of those things, but instead of those things, emojis. Next track, please. Yeah, I guess that's where I need the auxiliary channel, right? So I can communicate to you privately.
Well, we really can't do that too much with you. We would need two Skype connections.
Ah.
We would need two independent channels. It can be done if we do two channels, but we would need two.
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
So
I'll go keep myself busy elsewhere for now.
A teacher punishes tardiness by making students write out 1,000 emojis.
Wow.
Some things, like students turning up late to class, will never change. But one teacher in Chengdu, China, has come up with a modern, maybe brilliant, maybe evil, twist on an age-old punishment. Instead of writing out sentences on a blackboard, Bart Simpson style, students are being asked to pay the penalty via one of their most beloved tools, the emoji. As Mashable reports, an unidentified teacher at the University of Electronic Science and Technology is making tardy pupils write out 1,000 different emojis for every infraction.
Wow.
The unique punishment started making headlines after images of the emoji list went viral on the Chinese social network Weibo. I've never been to that network.
Me
have you?
Neither. No, I'm not even familiar with it.
If nothing else, the punishment seems like a great way to work through some very real emotions while you're stewing in detention.
Jesus.
That's crazy. What if you... I mean, I guess in China, everybody knows emojis.
Oh, the kids know emojis now.
I mean...
They don't communicate... They don't use words to communicate anymore. They just use emojis.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. Is it Carrie Fisher, the woman that played Princess Leia in...
Cinnabon? Yeah.
Yes. She writes in emojis. And It's insane, but it's awesome at the same time. Because if you have the patience to sit down and like read it, it's really freaking cool.
Hmm.
But now to like write all of that out as students, wow, I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's quite a bit of work. But you know, hey, if that's that's what works, that's what works. Can't beat them anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
But. With that said, and a lot of work, imagine Anthony playing the next track and understanding if you were a tech in this situation.
Might be a bit much.
Big Bang Machine shut down by small mammal. What is it with small mammals and electric lines?
They're warm.
Not even the world's largest and most powerful particle accelerator, the Large Hadron Collider, is immune from their meddling. My cats like to chew wires, so I kind of felt this story.
You felt it. You felt it in the cockles of your heart.
I sure did. The multi-billion-dollar scientific instrument that located the elusive Higgs boson particle back in 2012 has suffered widespread electrical problems in recent days, thought to be caused by a now deceased small mammal gnawing on a transformer line.
Wow. We gotta love that.
So awesome. Although a spokesman for this this thing said it was a weasel, probably, you know, they speculated. In fact, it was a marten. I don't know what the marten is. Do you know what a marten is?
It's a man's name.
Yeah, but
or a weasel or something.
Yeah, but you know, here's hoping that it wasn't actually a time traveler sent back from an apocalyptic future where talking animals rule a ruined Earth who is intended to sabotage this whole thing.
You were in the database, weren't you?
I was. And you know what? Those are your latest worldwide news reports.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this incredibly unique on-air experience? You should visit Shyampa.info to find out how. You can also call us 813-327-8566. Hang on tight, folks. I got blinky lights in one screen and commercials in the other. We'll be back in about 4 minutes or something like that.
You are tuned into Shyampa We Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyampa Radio.
Amigo, I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way, and when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad, you can put them in a pie, any way you want to eat them. It's impossible to beat them, but bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator.
To have bananas that are fully ripe, you must be absolutely sure to take them home and let them ripen at any temperature.
Oh, sure. Factory. Let's have a Play-Doh party.
Yeah.
A shooting star.
You can make all sorts of great things with a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
I made spaghetti.
And now you can get a Play-Doh Fun Flyer free when you buy Fun Factory in specially marked packages. It's lots of fun and little enough to take with you wherever you go while supplies last. The Play-Doh Fun Factory toy comes with everything you see here. From Kenner.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Wild Florida News is next. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National Butterscotch Brownie Day, National Lost Dog Memorial Day, National Moscato Day. With that out of the way, go grab your bong, bitches, and let's get started with segment B of the Joe and Anthony Show.
Alright, what the hell is Moscato?
I'm more interested in the National Lost Sock Memorial Day.
Do we need to do a Google search?
I think so. Hold on. I gotta prep. Alright. What are you looking up?
Well, Moscato is apparently a grape. It's a wine grape. And it is a family of grapes used in winemaking in Italy.
Interesting.
Yes. Now, it was also the last name of an Italian rabbi, poet, and philosopher of the 16th century. And it's also the last name of a former French international rugby player, now radio host, actor, and comedian.
Interesting.
But not as interesting as what you're going to tell us.
I'm kind of dealing with some issues here. All right,
and folks, if you want to give us a call, the studio lines are wide open.
If you want to talk about National Lost Sock Memorial Day,
give us a call at 813-327-8566 or visit us at shyampa.info. You can find out all kinds of schedule information. You can look at Betty and Roger. We've got previous episodes because we'd love to hear what you think about our previous episodes if there's any topics you want us to recover.
Maybe you can help me tell me why my office smells like ass.
Yes, that too.
I think Roger's around.
Roger, what's that crazy guy been up to? There he is. What's up, Roger? What's going on there? There we go. Oh, there he goes. Bye, Roger.
Bye, Roger. So May 9th recognizes a fun and unique holiday, National Lost Sock Memorial Day. It is time to say goodbye to all those single socks, the ones where their mates have been long lost to the unknown. So, yeah, you basically clean out your sock drawer like you have there.
This sock has a big gaping hole in the bottom right there. It looks like Pac-Man.
It does. What are you doing with that sock? I want to know what you're doing with that sock.
Well, no, this is actually a solo sock.
It should be thrown away today.
Yep. But now, actually, I could be recycling this and actually use it to clean something.
I agree.
For instance, if I had like a Brasso product and I had brass, I could use this sock to polish the brass.
Or dust.
But I'm throwing it away because it was already in the garbage with some other grody things in there. So.
All righty. Bye, sock.
Bye-bye. So where are we at, folks? We're at script.
Oh, boy. Hold on. It's got to happen.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Chip Skipper and Joe just have this craziness of giggles going on over here on the other end. He has totally lost his shit, forgot where he was at, and... Exactly. All right, and the database has been accessed.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
So last week in the Journals of Medicine, we talked about the pancreas and its different functions.
I think you were trying to tell people how to get in touch with us.
Well, you can call us at the studios at 813-327-8566. Skype us at shyampa.radio. You can find our programmings at radioforall.net. You can just look for the Joe and Anthony Show. We're also on our website at shyampa.info.
Yep, we got lots of good stuff there.
Yeah, lots of cool stuff. You know, I've been posting some Joe Wisdom tidbits on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, we're Shyampa Radio. If you're on Facebook, too, we're Shyampa Radio.
There you go. We're just Shyampa Radio. Just look for Shyampa Radio everywhere.
Yeah. Keep it simple.
Yep. Exactly.
But this is our first show after my trip.
Yes, it is. Actually, it is, isn't it? I totally kind of spaced out on that.
Yeah, because last week I had to take a break. Really good thing is we picked up a couple of parties at the restaurant, so I'm really excited about that. Good business for us. And folks, if you haven't been to Orange Restaurant in Chicago, I would totally recommend that you do. We got two locations. If you're in Lincoln Park, one's at 2413 North Clark Street. That's at the intersections of Fullerton and Clark, and it's street parking, or, you know, if you can take a bus or cab or Uber, it's probably the best. Location where I'm at in Roscoe Village is at 2011 West Roscoe, and that's at the intersections of Damon and Roscoe. And same thing, parking can be a little... Yeah, Roscoe Village, $29.50 for a two-bedroom, two-bath apartment. Yes. Oh my God, it would blow my wallet.
Right, exactly. I'm like, where'd it all go? That's quite expensive. That's quite expensive. And I also recommend...
Oops. Wrong sound effect.
I also recommend from Fresh Market, the Wasabi Explosion Mix. It is very good. It's a very good snack to bring with you into the database. I wouldn't recommend. That's why this Tampa studio stinks like a giant fart. You're farting up in it. I know Roger's around here somewhere.
But anyways, so, you know, there's lots of cool things to check out while you're in Chicago. And, you know, Tampa, I keep coming back to that food truck festival. That was really freaking awesome.
They're having another one in Ybor. We actually do have a good amount of food truck festivals that we do.
How many food trucks are out there?
In Tampa, I would probably say Tampa, maybe 40, 50 different food trucks, possibly more. It may be up to 100.
Because I really thought that there was quite a few food trucks at the event.
Oh, that was nothing.
But at least like 20. There was at least 20.
Yeah, I would say there's probably about 20. In total, in Tampa, we probably have over 100 and some odd food trucks.
Yeah.
At the fairgrounds, they've been doing the world's largest food truck rally for the past few years. I don't know if they're doing it again this year, but it was definitely something I've never made it to, but I want to.
You know, and you know, the thing is, because there was a Chicago Tribune article today about the best things in Chicago, like burgers and pizza and this and that. And, you know, all of these tops lists usually burp an excuse. These things.
That felt good. Continue, please.
I lost myself. No, and you know, I'm just trying to say, usually these things, they're things that suburbanites like, or they've gotten so much press that it would be remiss to not mention them. But at the same time, it would be great if You know, some of these lists actually reflected some of the communities that actually do put out good places.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not just speaking of my restaurant, because there's tons. There's tons out there. Now, to say that about Tampa is different, because, wow. It was a struggle a little bit to find stuff.
Yeah. We did
their pizza place. Have you ordered from there again?
We were going to the other day, but I didn't feel like leaving the house.
Ah, yeah.
So it just turned out to be, well, who delivers? And that's what we got.
Yeah. And that said, you know, hopefully, if there's ever any kind of density increase in Tampa, that'll change. Because people will demand it. It'll just become, well, why don't you deliver? We're not going to order from you then.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, granted, they were a little further away. I don't think, even if they did delivery, I don't think I would have fallen into their whole thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, their delivery radius?
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but speaking of restaurants and things, I've been kind of keeping tabs with a few other restaurateurs on the block. And there was a particular loyalty program that our Chamber of Commerce pushed. And a lot of businesses signed up for it. And they really pushed hard for us to sign up for it. And we didn't. But a few others did, and I found out from a few that they kind of did a switcheroo on their fee structure. They went from like a performance-based to an automatic 3% regardless.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I'm just like, wow. You know, all of these companies, man, to do all this stuff, and I'm glad that they do get people out there, but I feel like it's all fluff. Like, all of the social media shit is fluff.
Yeah, probably.
You know, because there's so much that how do you really narrow down the channel?
Exactly, it's noise.
Without tuning people out, either. Or without tuning out businesses that might not have as much influence. The money influence. You know?
It's tough. It's really tough.
It's a new extension to capitalism, in a sense.
I mean, social media was good when it first started because it gave you that option of, you know, you could reach many people and be seen. I got ice.
Ice, baby.
And, wait, hold on. That one deserves something. All right. Wrong button, but we'll go with it anyway. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the whole thing about it, is just, I don't, see, now I don't remember the hell I was going. What were we talking about?
Boop, 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 boop.
Betty, thank you.
Thank you, Betty, yes, exactly. What were we talking about?
Well, we were talking, I kind of segued into how I was keeping in touch with restaurateurs and about social media.
Yes, the whole social media. Yeah, social media has just kind of become this big, gigantic web of everything. It's oversaturated.
What I discovered, though, is that a lot of these loyalty programs, I'm sure there are a few out there that do some good, but it seems like a lot of these are big money sucks.
Oh,
like,
of course they are.
Huge money sucks. That's it's really unfortunate because, you know, a small business that's trying to gain customer loyalty and thinks that maybe this would be a good option ends up getting sucked dry, and that's wrong.
No, it is. It
but
is.
It's legal.
It's capitalism.
I don't like it.
Well.
But you know what? I don't like a lot of things, so.
You're an angry old man. You can do your own loyalty card system.
We do. We have our own little loyalty card system.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, and it's nothing complex. It's a simple card. And we just ask that the customer present it at the time of the check, and then we'll take the discount. And that's it. You know, part of the loyalty is you're giving the customer a good value. And the good value isn't just necessarily quantity. It's quality. It's dependability. It's good fresh food.
Now, do you record or make a record of, like, what the customer had when you do the loyalty card thing?
We could if we had everything set up for that, but we don't.
Okay.
You know, we just give the customer the card, and then and you know, we right now we're doing it based on the fact that we know that these people have been in every single time.
Oh, I know, but, you know, obviously one of the things you can do to attract them more, maybe, you know, you got to get them more and more, because unfortunately, you know, I don't know. Find out what
Interested. What kind of lure were you thinking of?
Well, somewhere.
Like, let's say customer A likes to eat pancakes. They order a specific type of pancake every time they come. You notice they come in every 2 weeks. If you start enticing them with pancakes, they might come in once a week. Maybe find out what kind of pancakes they like. You know, like, well, they typically order blueberry, or they typically order this, the rosemary orange one, or they typically order this one. You know, just kind of get an idea. So then you can find ways to lure that customer by kind of offering more of that. Or you might notice that, like, a handful of these customers, you know, they have families, or they're always like, you have four different plates usually or something like that.
And you know what I like?
You can work with that too and kind of find a way to, you know, promote, like run promotions that would benefit that specific customer group.
It would be kind of like pointing the product to that customer instead of every customer.
Gotcha. Exactly. You can do more targeted marketing.
Yeah. But, you know what? That's all fine and good. But as I go through this script, I find that you have some really crazy news this evening.
I sure do. I sure do. All right.
What is it with people in Florida? This is Florida, right?
This is always Florida.
Why?
Always Florida. All right. So how can we have crazy Florida news without some nakedness? We can't, really. It just seems that we can't do it because everyone in Florida is getting naked in public for all the wrong reasons. All right, so tonight, WPLG Channel 10 News in Miami brings us the first round of Florida nakedness in Big Pine Key. According to a Monroe County Sheriff's Office spokeswoman, John Yudovich, 33, sat down on the beach next to two 24-year-old women on March 16th while wearing a t-shirt and a towel wrapped around his waist.
Okay.
The woman got up and walked away, but John began following them without the towel. His friends hid in the bushes and called 911, but the naked John approached the victim. Alright, let's try this again. The friends hid in the bushes and called 911, but the naked John approached the victims, who were clearly not hiding in the bushes very well, and asked them whether they saw anything. They said no. No.
It's crazy.
It's Florida. According to the spokeswoman, John told the responding deputy that he had been experimenting with an alternative lifestyle, and that is why he was walking naked on the beach.
Did you see anything?
Did you see my stuff? Did you see my junk, honey? Don't call the cops. You saw my junk. John was arrested on a warrant Wednesday after for indecent exposure. Yeah, we got some nakedness. That's Florida. Crazy. It's crazy nakedness. It's like creepy nakedness. It's not like fun nakedness. It's not like we have naked beaches everywhere and people just lay out. No, it's like...
But there's also an element of, like, really dumb humor in this, too, you know? Just the fact that... He's like,
I lost a wasabi pea.
Oh, boy, that too. He's like, no, I'm just going to come sit here and hi. How are you?
Oh, I see where it went. Okay. So, no, I... Yeah.
Wow.
Nakedness. In Florida, nothing new. All right. But yeah, a lot of it. It's kind of scary. You'll love the next one. Not this one, but the next naked one. You might like this one, too. This is kind of funny.
This one's really funny.
All right. So, too bad we didn't have this story for episode number 39, Stuffing It In. because WFLA News, Channel 8 of Tampa Bay, provides us with, well, this. A Pinellas County deputy said that Travis Trender went into his St. Petersburg pet store and put a baby python down his front pocket. Hey, baby, is that a python in your pocket, or are you happy to see me? Chaos erupted at a pet store as employees tried to stop him. The store owner said that Travis was in the store two times over the past 9 months and didn't realize he had stolen anything until after the fact. Surveillance video shows the subject grabbed the snake from its enclosure and put it in his pants. Yeah, the store owner confronted him. The staff waited on him for about 15 minutes, and then they went into the office to see what he was going to do.
I mean, did the snake go in willingly?
They really didn't address that. I think they really skirted around the snake in the pants thing, which I'm like, you could have worked with this so much more. So it shows that he grabbed it and put it in his pants. They waited on him 50 minutes, went in the office, see what he was going to do, and found him targeting the store's higher-end snakes. The owner also said Travis had stolen snakes and lizards during the previous two store visits.
Wow.
Employees blocked the front entrance. A customer, who just so happened to be a security guard, jumped in to help.
Well, isn't that convenient?
Isn't that great? Yeah. In the video, Travis is seen struggling, but the employees were able to hold him down and zip-tie him until authorities arrived. The owner believes Travis may be selling the animals on Craigslist.
Wow.
Right?
That's just desperate thievery. Crazy.
That's crazy
thievery.
Poor
snakes. Poor lizards.
Well, if it's exotic, people will buy it.
True. That is true.
They spend hundreds of, sometimes thousands of dollars on birds.
That's sad, because sometimes I do like to go to stores or pet stores and just browse and just look at stuff. I'm not, you know, in the mood to buy, but it also makes it look like I'm casing the place, and that's sad.
It is sad, but that's what happens.
Sometimes I like to go look at the bird.
Okay, well, it's fine. It's fine, but, you know.
I guess I could go to the zoo.
That's really what the zoo is for. And you got a free one. Is Lincoln Park still free?
Yes, it is.
See, you got a free one.
This is true.
All right. This is my other favorite track for nakedness. It's called Leopard Print Elevator. Thank you, Kevin MacLeod. Your shit's awesome. The Villages News brings us our next Florida nakedness story, which happened in the villages of Ponderosa, of Rio Ponderosa. Hold on, I gotta...
Bless you. Bless you.
I got a little tickle in the... Yeah, right? Oh, no, we're not doing any of that here. So, okay. Now that I don't have to sneeze anymore... It happened in the villages of Rio Ponderosa. I wonder whatever happened to Ponderosa Steakhouse. Do you remember Ponderosa Steakhouse?
Yes, I do.
They used to have that little buffet that you can go to, which is kind of crappy, but not kind of bad. And as a fat kid, you know, I loved it. And they all closed. I can't... Actually, there's 225 of them in operation, but clearly not in the south. I haven't seen any up north either.
I think they're on the West Coast.
They probably are. They have to be.
They're like Denver and Kansas.
Yes, because Kansas is the West Coast.
Right?
Exactly. All right. I should access the database.
Kansas, because it's also steak country.
I got to keep up with you. I thought that was Oklahoma. But I guess, yeah, Kansas. I guess they have beef industry there, too. And tornadoes.
Yeah, somebody told me once that when you go to those states and you go to even a basic diner, the steaks are really good because you're getting them
local. Fresh, yeah, yeah.
Which, now, if I was to say that about oranges in Florida, now that's a completely different story because that was hard to find. I mean, I couldn't see any places, like, readily advertised, hey, we got fresh orange juice. I would think everybody would be queuing it up that it's fresh orange juice.
Well,
you know, all kinds of concoctions out of oranges.
You've never driven here, have you?
No. Well,
surely when you get through the state line, there is like about a dozen and a half orange, fresh orange juice things and everything. But in general, yeah, people here rather just, it's more of convenience than it is of anything else.
Yeah. But anyways.
That's how it goes. All right. So we're still talking about the villages of Rio Ponderosa. I want to go to a buffet soon. A couple in there, it won't happen with my cholesterol. I'd have to do it without my husband knowing. A couple in their 90s was driving their car in the villages of Rio Ponderosa at 6:30 in the evening on Saturday when they encountered a 51-year-old Kelly Marie Carpenter standing naked in the middle of the street wearing nothing but black go-go boots. Yep, this is all according to the Sumter County Sheriff's Office. 90-year-old, yeah. When the couple's vehicle approached the naked, boot-wearing woman, Kelly started beating on the car with her fists. The man driving the car rolled down the window because he feared that she would break it. I think he was trying to get a little something-something. When the man rolled down the window, Kelly struck him in the shoulder while she was screaming incoherently. The couple was afraid of what harm she might inflict, so they drove around the corner and called law enforcement. When a deputy arrived, Kelly was still standing in the street, naked, in her black go-go boots, surrounded by household items.
But how did they just all of a sudden happen?
I think only Kelly knows. I think only Kelly knows where those household items came from, because they apparently weren't there when she was in the street when the 90-year-old couple drove by and she accosted them. But I mean, so who knows what happens in that 5 minutes that it took the cop to get there. When the deputy approached her, Kelly threw a plastic spray bottle at the deputy and used vulgar language, the report indicated. I'm naked! Arrest me, Kelly said, according to the report. Well, honey, guess what? Kelly then hit the deputy in the waist with a windshield squeegee.
How the fuck did she get a windshield squeegee?
She's just had a cornucopia of stuff there anyway, isn't it? But I'm glad she's committed to cleaning up the police force. However, I don't think a window squeegee is how you're going to do it. So she had a spray bottle. We know that she at least had a spray bottle and a window squeegee. Yeah. When the deputy handcuffed Kelly and put her in the back of the patrol car, she kicked the door, resulting in damage to the locking mechanism of the car.
Funny, those boots were made for walking, not kicking.
Prostitution. Kelly is facing charges of battery on a law enforcement officer, battery on a person over the age of 65, dislocating a hip, dislocating a shoulder, battery on dislocating a shoulder and a hip, simple assault on a person over the age of 65, and indecent exposure. Kelly was jailed on a $10,000 bond following her arrest.
I think in this story, the indecent exposure is the least of her problems. But
yeah. Yeah. Flaca. She must have been fucked up. All right. Here we go. This really isn't a long one, but it is a crazy one, so it warrants the music. Our final story of the evening for the Crazy Florida New comes from the Florida Sun Sentinel and reminds us not to fuck with your buddy's beer. Okay, bro?
Yeah.
Okay, bro. So last October, Carl Allen was sitting on a sofa inside a home. We don't know whose home, which home it was, or where the home was. When Jacob Hutchinson walked into this home, where we don't know it's at, and started accusing him of stealing his beer. Carl, who had no clue about what the fuck was going on, stood up. Jacob then pushed him to the ground, according to a witness reports.
And whose home was it?
I don't know. I told you, we have no information about the home. It is just imagine a structure in a vacuum. Structure in a vacuum.
These random people just happen to just...
It sounds like you got a little raging campfire going on over there with that paper. So Jacob pushed his friend Carl to the ground. Jacob then drew a knife and
Wait, other friends?
I guess they were friends at one point. I don't think they are anymore. Jacob then drew a knife and cut Carl's hand and neck before running away. What a pussy.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? When deputies got to the house, Carl had a t-shirt pressed against his neck and was rushed to Orlando Regional Medical Center for his treatment. His injuries weren't considered life-threatening.
Wow.
Deputies searched for Jacob, but could not locate him. Prosecutors last month filed formal charges against him and issued a warrant for his arrest. Court documents don't say what type of beer Jacob was missing. Jacob was apprehended last week and is being held in the Orange County Jail on $10,000 bail. Really? On charges of aggravated battery with a weapon, causing great bodily harm, according to police reports.
No. You know what, Jacob, next time, just bring over some beer and have a good time with your friend because it's a lot cheaper.
Such an ass, I swear. So, anywho, that concludes your crazy Florida news.
Wow. And you know what? I know that there is a Betty involved in here somewhere.
Hi, Betty. Where are you at?
Yeah, she's around here. And we're going to try her this way tonight because, you know, she likes to get around.
She's a whore.
Does things, right? Right? So, let's see. No, that won't work. Uh-huh. That won't work. Uh-huh. Well, you know what? I'll do this instead.
All right.
Thank you, Anthony. And thank the database. You are tuned to Shy Ampa Radio.
Good.
Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air experience? Well, visit shyampa.info to find out how. And now, back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. Stay tuned. And we'll take care of some business. And remember, don't take my beer, bro. Hang tight. And we'll be back in about 4 minutes. Wait, where's my button? Where'd the cart go? Come here. I can't find my arrow. I always lose my arrow. It's on too many screens. Okay, here we go. All right, we'll be back in 4 minutes. Bye.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey, and I want to tell you about a time on Planet Nancy when the same phrase kept swirling through the evening air. Bananagrams around the world. Bananagrams is a game you play with lettered tiles. Each player uses their letters to make a crossword in front of them on the table. The one who finishes first says, "Bananagrams," and then everybody admires everybody else's words and helps them use up the rest of their letters. If you like puzzles and know how to spell, the game is fun and speedy and can make you feel quite clever. I went to the northwest of Ghana to visit friends who lived in a city called Wa. Shortly after I arrived, one of them drew out the yellow banana-shaped pouch with the glittery tiles inside and said, "There's this game we've been playing." So we spilled the letters and raced to arrange our words beneath the fan in their sweltering cement house. And days later, on the hard wooden chairs at the Catholic guest house in Gorum Gorum, the town where we ate that exquisite yogurt and rode camels, bananagrams, rows and columns of words on a balcony in Ouagadougou, overlooking a string of motorcycle dealerships and a total station. In a rooftop restaurant in Cape Coast, where across the city you could see the wall of a fortified castle where captured humans were sold and shipped as cargo across the Atlantic. Bananagram letters clicking into place under palms on a beach, over whose south-facing ocean the sun neither rises nor sets. Next to tall bottles of Brachina beer on an isolated plastic table in the vast sand courtyard of a bar in Dory, bananagrams by candlelight and kerosene lamp, by bare bulb, by headlamp. Out beyond the table, light and shadow are full of tricks. The wash of incomprehensible language is just another music, and it's good you're playing bananagrams, because if you weren't, you'd probably be talking about your day or your week, which is pretty much the same day and the same week the others have had, but there were certain things in its unfolding. The interaction with the woman selling the soup, perhaps, or what that driver did. And it's bollocksed up your theory of planetary economics, or the meaning and purpose of life in the universe. And now you must trawl a lifetime of detail in order to re-theorize your place in the society of humans. But all that minutiae needn't spill as conversation if you have bananagrams on the table in front of you. Between games, you arch your shoulders, notice the open sky, and say, "Look where I am now." Which always got me to imagining a bananagram connection across time and space, linking us with all the other pools of yellow light where circles of clever travelers switch and click their tiles to spell the words that will connect to the words they already have. Bananagrams around the world, I would say to myself. And if I said it out loud, one of my companions would look up from across the table and say, "Huh?" That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
You are tuned into Shyampa.
We Radio.
Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-3278-566.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Bang, bang, bang. I still can't find my goddamn arrow.
Oh, where did that arrow go?
I found it.
Was it a right turn arrow or a left turn arrow?
It leans to the left.
I got to ask you a question.
Sure. What's up?
If you were at an intersection with a four-way stop sign and a car rear-ends you.
Okay.
And then there was an actual police officer nearby who claims he witnessed.
Okay.
And the person who got rear-ended had their license taken and the cop said you didn't stop. Does that make sense? Something very, it smells really bad the way this person described it to me, and I thought it was fair.
How does the car get rear-ended if it didn't stop?
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. But this person had their license taken, and I thought, wow, that's pretty severe for, and the fact that you were a victim of an accident.
Yeah, right. Did this person have other driving infractions in their history?
Well, this person didn't tell me this, but I wouldn't have course to believe that this person had those kind of infractions.
So it was like a first-time offense type of thing.
Yeah. But even still, they got rear-ended, so it's like, how does that work? You know, if you're a lawyer and you've got an answer to this interesting question, give us a call at studios at 813-327-8566.
Yep. Leave Betty a voicemail if we're not on the air.
Exactly.
We won't. We can play it. You can tell us if you want us to play it or not. I mean, we can edit it and shit. So,
right.
You know, if you want to say something on air, go ahead, call, leave a message. Tell us what you want us to call you, like Bob from Idaho or something. And we'll play your little whatever you leave us on the air. You know.
But
we're all good with that. I'm really good with this wasabi pea mix, though.
I can see this.
Yeah, from Fresh Market. It's absolutely lovely.
So, you know, our schedule, folks, if you have not yet had a chance, you know what? For some of you, you might wake up early and you need something good to listen to. Point your internet browser, simple, very simple, to shyampa.info. There's a click to listen live button. Or just go to listen.shyampa.info, and you can listen to us live.
I had to add the button back the other day. It wasn't there.
Uh-oh. I didn't touch it.
That's fine. It's back now.
I haven't been inside the website in ages, which I will be tonight, though, to update. You know, we've got a really cool, fun 24-hour-a-day lineup.
We do. We do a lot of shit.
Yeah. I was just telling Anthony for my tech weekend segment, which runs from, I believe it's 4 o'clock Central?
1600 hours.
4 o'clock Eastern.
So 4 Eastern to midnight. Or I'm sorry, to 10. 4 to 10.
To 10. Right, 4 to 10. You have the Joe Tech Weekend segment. And starting next weekend, I found the complete Isaac Asimov Foundation trilogy in audio. So that'll be a treat. I'm going to just do one episode a weekend.
Okay.
So if you don't catch it, it's your loss. Although, truly, you can find it also on archive.org. But anyways, you know, I like to fill that segment with a whole lot of different things that could be somehow have a thread of technical. There's something technical. You're thinking technical. Exactly. It's intertwined with
you're interweaving. Interweaving the fabric.
I'm always interweaving. And, but then we also have toppers, which we play in the evening, or like the afternoons, which is great for if you have stress, listen to this dude and he'll make you laugh.
Yeah, he's kind of retarded at first when you listen to him. Because I think the first few episodes, because Joe came to me and he's like, we got to put toppers on. I found this guy named Toppers, and I'm like, who the fuck is Toppers? So I'm like, okay, fine. So I find him on the internet, and I start listening. I listen to the first track, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then I'm like, well, it wasn't bad. But then I listened to it a second time, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then the third time I listened to the episode that got me was Recycling Into the Air.
Yes.
And I listened to that episode, and I laughed my ass off. So I totally recommend listening to Toppers in the afternoon, because we like Toppers in the afternoon.
And we need to get in touch with him too to let him know that we love him and that he's getting some airtime.
Have you been in contact with him?
I have sent emails and I have not received responses. Okay. So
then
he could just be so busy making some really crazy audio,
or just crazy, or just crazy. Sometimes it's crazy. So yeah, we have a good lineup, and then we got our morning rush hour. We like to promote our morning rush hour because it really just does get you going in the morning.
We recently added about three tracks from DJ Sin Happy out of New Mexico.
Sweet. Please
send more. I need to check that actually if he actually uploads.
So you know, and I never got a chance. I touched on this briefly during our interview with WEFT, which again we love you. Thank you. The big thing with us with morning rush hour, 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Right before it is CPR News. We love CPR News. They seem to be pretty unbiased lately. But you can get your yesterday's edition fresh tomorrow morning for CPR News. And then 6:30 starts with the morning rush hour. So what we do, we have our automated personalities that run the show. And Betty, we have Betty and Roger. Betty, she's kind of she's a bitch. And Roger, he shits all over the floor. So we have their pictures on our website, Cheyampa.info. So anywho, you get 15 minutes of, or actually a little less than 15, about 13 minutes with promos and bumps and crap. So you get like 13 to 14 minutes of some random shit. We have things that we have music. We got a couple different types of music programs that we carry on a regular basis. You have a lot of good kind of like
documentary
type of things. Very educational, and it's good. And it's just a big potluck. It just gets thrown up in the air in the morning, and where it lands in the playlist.
Yep.
And so, but it's, and the good thing,
you wake up to bluegrass music, and sometimes you can wake up to like really deep thoughts about facial expressions.
Exactly. So, and then and that's just the whole purpose of it. We're just giving you little bite-sized things. If you don't like listening to something, don't worry, it'll be over in less than 15 minutes.
Exactly.
And you're on to the next thing. And there's been some tracks I'm like, God, I'm not into this. But I'm like, I'm driving, I'm sitting in traffic. But it's funny. And then the next Betty that comes up, Betty's always funny. We're working on new ones. I've added a new one recently. But our little Betty and Roger interludes kind of get you a little chuckle while you're sucking up exhaust fumes. Maybe, and maybe that will make it seem funnier, is when you're sucking up the exhaust fumes. So, so Morning Rush Hour, definitely check it out in the mornings. We do offer a 64K stream for you mobile users. It works great in my car. I listen to it almost all the time, and I don't use that much data. So I'm under a gig, I think, when I listen to the station in the mornings and in the evenings on my way to and from work and when I'm driving around. So give it a check. At home, do the 128. We do a full 128 stereo stream. We have a good quality to us. So anywho, I'm rambling. I'm totally rambling. Because, you know, we got our 8 minutes, which is good. You know, we got about 8 minutes to go. It's been a crazy manic Monday, but I'm glad that it's here. And I think in a way I like the fact that we do the shows on Monday evenings, because Mondays suck.
Usually they do.
Mondays totally fucking blow. Because Fridays, you know, you're all happy. Ooh, I got the weekend coming. Let's get fucked up. But Monday, it's like, I can go home. You can't really do something because you can't be out late. Because especially not me, because I got to get up buckets early. And so do you. You know, so it's just kind of that whole, this is to tie up your Monday.
And nice start to the week, too.
Nice start to the week, exactly.
Especially if you listen to the recasts, which play every night during the weekdays at,
7:30 Eastern.
7:30 Eastern. Eastern,
yeah. It runs the same time we run our shows, and usually it's just the recast of the previous one. When we don't do a show in the course of a week, we just kind of throw it up in random fashion. I might do more of the random fashion. I don't know if we only do once, right? No, we come on at 1:30.
Twice a day.
I think the 1:30 I might actually do the whole, I may change things and make that a random one. We'll see what happens. Anyway, so I gotta access the database. You blather on for a little bit. If you want to get in touch with us, please give us a call, 813-327-8566.
Folks, next week too, I will have more Joe Wisdoms. It's been a busy weekend, a busy week. Mother's Day was crazy.
Yes, Mother's Day is kind of. And I hope everyone enjoyed their time with their mothers.
Yes.
If your mother is still around, it's important that you spend some time with your mother because she's a very important person.
Yes.
And, you know, but anywho, so.
You know, my mother is taking the next journey in her life and doing some pretty interesting things. And I'm happy. I'm very, very happy when people do things different and kind of make a change to figure out things. You know, I mean, I complain a lot on Facebook about stuff, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's part of.
Sorry, that one got me.
You know, it's a part of city living when I complain about this stuff. And it's only, you know, some things are common sense, some things aren't, and some people are just ignorant. Like, for instance, I was telling Anthony I was crossing the intersection today, and some guy got irritated that he thought I shouldn't have been in the intersection when I was already halfway to two-thirds through the intersection when I saw him 50 to 75 feet away. So I was like, I got out of the intersection, and then he beeped, and I was like, dude, I'm a pedestrian. According to Illinois state law, you need to yield if you see me.
Being a pedestrian in Florida is dangerous.
Oh, God, the streets are so wide.
Oh, we had another wrong-way driver last night.
Another one?
Yep, this was up on, this was in south, it was kind of south of Tampa. It was like a southern suburb.
Is there something about the design of your, I couldn't really tell.
This wasn't even on an expressway. This was on a state road.
But is there something about the design that makes it easier for stupid people?
No, he was drunk. It was a DUI.
Wow.
He was totally drunk. And that's what a majority of these come from. It's just drunks. There's drunks on the road.
But I'm just trying to think, how would I turn onto the wrong way? You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're stoned. You understand that. But you're when you're drunk, though...
You don't understand.
You don't understand. I mean, come on, dude. I mean, I've seen you get... Dude, I've known you 21, 22 years. Amazing. I've seen you get shit-faced. And I have seen you in the most incoherent states possible. Including this. So, and that's the thing. When you're drunk, you just do crazy shit. You either you're not, you can't see because your vision is blurred, or you just get confused easily. I mean, look how confused you get when you're drunk sometimes. It's ridiculous. It's more so than when we're up here smoking weed up on the radio, you know?
Which is why, you know, we advocate a very safe and responsible use of anything. It's like, be at home, be in the comfort of your friends and your home, and, you know, don't do shit that's gonna get you into trouble. Now, you know, we operate pretty well with our equipment. We know what we're doing, basically. Sometimes we fizzle, but it's all in fun.
Fizzle fun. Well, that's the thing. We, you know, our goal, and we want to reach out, and we'd like it if we got a little more participation from our listeners, because we know you're out there. We see the downloads. We know you're listening to this shit. But, you know, that's kind of our thing. I mean, there's this whole medical marijuana movement. I'm all for that. But in my opinion, I've always been in the mindset of the marijuana is probably easier to get through the medical. Because medical, you have the FDA studies, you have the this, you have the that. The Surgeon General has to clear off on it and blah, blah, blah. And because it all becomes an FDA thing. If it's recreational, just like, dude, I want to smoke weed and get high.
Now, here's the thing, folks. We also want to be your voice, or we want to hear what you have to say. So, in other words, if you've got like a little ditty, we can put some time together and put it on the air. Because you know what? We're not regulated such that you can't say certain things. It does become free speech time, of course, and you've got to be responsible. But if you've got something to say about medical marijuana, or you want to get a point across, or you've got a campaign, you know, we'll look at it and we'll definitely work with you. Right?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
I mean,
you can be the face of the movement.
Yeah. I mean, we just want to be able to provide you, the listener or the activist, with time.
No,
to
exactly.
Message out.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Yeah,
it'll be our version of the public service announcements.
Yes, if we can do a PSA, we're happy to do. If you want to promote your group, if you have a group you want to promote, a normal chapter that you want to listen to, kind of throw it out there. By all means, shoot us a message, give us a call, leave us a voicemail, all that fun stuff. But yep. we can take your call right now. But if you don't want to, that's fine. We're on Facebook.
You know, and I got to stress, we're a 24-hour streaming server, so just imagine how many people you could get your message out to at any one point in time.
Exactly. So it's been an interesting evening, because I know what's happening. I know what's going to be happening soon.
What's going to be happening soon?
I've looked at the clock. Our countdown has begun.
It happens fast.
It does. But it's a blast. And we have a blast doing this. We talk about, you know, we got some great crazy news stories. We had more naked Florida people, which is always fun to talk about.
Yep.
Especially the one with the go-go boots beating a 90-year-old man. You've got to be. It's Flocka. Who knows? Maybe it was Flocka.
And then all of a sudden, these things just randomly appearing. What's that all about?
Like that burp?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, the squeegee and the spray bottle.
Right. Those things just all of a sudden appear.
Were in her go-go. Well, they weren't anywhere. They had to be in the go-go boots because she wasn't wearing any clothes.
But, you know, this is what I have to say really quick about journalism and about news reporting, is that we no longer care about details, and that's sad. Details make a story. Details make something interesting. Details give imagination, and there seems to be none of that, and that really sucks. You know, it's hard to get people to read something that is creative, that's means something other than just a direct word or a direct hip-hop rap, for instance. You know?
Wasabi explosion mix!
Yeah.
You know what that means.
It's land of the free time.
Yep. Where's my fucking mouse go? I swear, I need like a mouse pointer that's like the size of a dump truck, because it gets lost off on the other screens, and then I'm like moving it, and I'm like looking at, I'm like a damn cat. It's like a
Wish I had some buttons on the side of the mouse. It would work like a KVM. Like, number one would be the computer, and number two would be the laptop.
See, there you go. Mm. Oh, lay her down.
No.
Lay her down.
So we hope you enjoyed this fine rendition of the Joe and Anthony Show, episode 42. We'll be back at you next week because there are no interruptions as far as I know.
I might be washing my salad bowls. We'll be back next week. All right, I think this, I'm going to get cut off here, so... Okay, where's the script? Damn you. Okay. Thanks everyone for tuning in for tight. We'll be on next Monday. We will be next Monday. Pants and Pythons aren't a good combination. Have a good night, good weekend. Stay tuned for a new episode of This Way Out.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Lots of us.
You are listening to WEED. Shampa.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.